call customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
37205.
37205. Thank you. And can I have the first and last name, please?
Well, I don't know. I have your, you've shown up on my charge cards and I don't know anything about it.
Can I have the first and last name on the account, please?
My name is Deanna Carroll.
Thank you, Miss Deanna. Oh, my apologies, ma'am. Deanna Carroll. I am looking for that name. Thank you for your patience. Deanna. Not locating a Deanna Carroll.
That's what I'm trying
with this.
Well, who
you have a
who
different...
are you and what? No, what do you do?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies. For me to be able to see who you have services with, ma'am, I would first need to go ahead and locate the account, ma'am.
But I think somebody has used my account fraudulently. That's what I'm saying. I don't. It says it's showing top health performers on my account.
Okay, ma'am. Can I please have the? You have an order number by any chance that I can try, ma'am?
All I have is this phone number. All I have is this phone number, and the name Top Health Performers.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Let me try. Do you mind providing me with the provide me with the first, sixth, and last four of the card being billed, and I can check with that.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
This third. The last four of the card.
First, sixth, and last four of the card being billed, please.
Oh, I don't have, all I have is the last four, and he just shredded his card, so.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. Do you have the first, sixth, and last four of the card? I could try to pull it up with that, ma'am. That would be the only other way.
First, six,
and last four of the card being billed.
Okay, all I have are the last four, 9158.
You know, I would need the first, six, and last four of them.
So basically, the whole card number. I think.
No, ma'am, just the first six digits and last four is what I would need.
I think that he's got the same, so let's try that. 5424 32 and then
1 2 4 2
and then 915.
I have 5424 32, correct?
Yeah. And then 9158.
Thank you. Okay. I'm checking with that card, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Okay, and then your husband's name, what you said was your husband's
Anthony.
Card?
Yeah.
Same and the last name?
Carroll.
Okay. Okay. I've located an account with that name. with that card information. And then that shipping address, do you mind verifying it for me, please?
Yeah, what do you have?
So I have the beginning of the shipping address, 715. Can you verify
Hillwood
the rest
Boulevard,
of that?
Hillwood Boulevard, Nashville, Tennessee, 37205.
Okay, yep, that's what I have. Thank you for verifying. So I'm showing this is in regards to the AC. This was in regards to selecting the AC mystery box and the AC as the gift for signing up for our discount membership store. Each
okay.
month you're enrolled as a member, you are going to receive a $125 gift card to shop online at our discount membership store.
Okay, this is not something that
for
we
different
get.
Electronics and AC units you could shop online there for.
No, we don't want it. We didn't
okay.
order it, and we don't want it. We want to.
Your husband never selected the AC portable AC unit as the gift for signing up for the discount membership store. That was done back on 7/20 for $9.98, ma'am.
Okay. He did order something, but he didn't know he signed up for anything.
Yes, ma'am. That was a membership. That's why it was being offered as a gift for him.
He paid $10 for that.
Yep, that was the shipping cost to receive it because it was offered as a gift. So what I can go
okay.
ahead and... Yes, ma'am?
He was unaware, and now I've gotten charged $49.47. And I got charged $59.92, and I got charged $7.99, and I got charged $9.99.
Yes, ma'am, I'm showing he had signed up for the membership twice and selected the AC mystery box as one gift and in the AC... Just AC as the other one.
And
so
the
that's
what?
Why there's two different memberships he had with us.
Okay. It was an accident, and we only received one thing.
Okay, ma'am. What I can go
he
ahead and do.
He thought he was buying that for $10.
I understand, ma'am. I do apologize for any misunderstandings. It was stated in terms and conditions. What I can go ahead and do for you, ma'am, is I can go ahead and offer a 50% discount off of the monthly membership, which would bring the cost down for you to $30.
No, we don't want
okay.
it at all.
Well, I'll just go ahead and get that canceled out then for you. Please stay in line.
Okay, and I want a refund for those the 50 and the 40, the 59 and the $49.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I will speak to my supervisor and see if there's anything we can do for you as a courtesy. Please stand in line. Okay, ma'am. So I went and spoke with my supervisor and was able to go ahead and get them to approve today a $50 refund minus the $10 non-refundable fee, ma'am, on that membership fee for that today.
Okay, what about the other one, the $47 one? And then, I mean,
that'd
I've got
be on
four
that.
Charges. I understand if he misunderstood and
that'd be
and
on the most recent
charge,
ma'am. That'd be on the most recent charge. So that'd be a $50 refund. So since it's $49.47, that you'd have to be a full refund on that charge, ma'am.
Okay. Well, what about the other one?
It'd just be on the most recent one,
I mean, you're talking
ma'am.
About in just days. you got me on the 29th for $49.47, and you got me on the 25th for $59.92, and then you got me again on the 22nd for $7.99, and a third time you got me for nine something. Let me find that one. It's just a few days before that.
It'd be for the most recent one, ma'am, is what I can do.
Okay, I need all three of those. The only thing I'm willing to pay is the $9.99 shipping.
Give me a moment. It was disclosed in terms and conditions, ma'am, when you placed the order, what you were signing up for, ma'am.
I need a refund on the $59. That's $100 for nothing.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can only do the most recent charge.
Well, talk to your supervisor because it's 2 days apart.
Okay, ma'am, again, I can only do the most recent charge. Ma'am, that's what I can do as a courtesy.
Okay, then I'm filing a fraud against the company then.
Okay, ma'am, well, it's not fraudulent. Your husband didn't place the order, ma'am. You even stated he placed the order. So
he
it's not fraudulent,
the order. He didn't
it
sign
stated
up
it all in the terms and conditions that he was signing up for a membership, ma'am, each month. I always recommend the customers thoroughly read terms and conditions, ma'am. I will try to go ahead and speak to my supervisor, see if there's anything more we can do as a courtesy, ma'am. But it's not fraudulent. So
it is fraudulent whenever
you did have to agree to the terms and conditions to place the order, ma'am. I recommend you thoroughly read those in the future whenever you place any order online for any company. Please stay on the line. I'm still here. I'm speaking to my supervisor for you. Please stay online. I went in my.
Hello?
Supervisor, and I'm Kurt. Hello, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor and was able to go ahead and get them to approve a full refund on that previous month, the previous charge as well.
Okay, thank you.
That's a full refund for the 727 and 723 charge. Please stand in line while I get those refunded. And then I recommend in the future, just make sure you verify reading over those terms and conditions and what you're agreeing to before placing anything online, ma'am. So I'll have a confirmation number in just a moment. I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank or anything, ma'am, that would prevent me from issuing the refunds? Okay.
I called you first.
Okay, thank you for that. Please stay in line while I finish getting these refunded for you. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. Please stay in line. You still there, ma'am? I'm working on your refund. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm just working on your refund. Okay, so I've got your refunds issued for you today. Your refunds will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, and I have a confirmation number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, ma'am. It is going to be, for your first refund amount, you'll be getting back $49.47. That confirmation number is going to be 744-540-7164.
Okay.
Okay. Now your other confirmation number, ma'am, is going to be for the charge of $59.92. You'll be getting back a full refund for that charge as well. And that confirmation number is 7-4-3-3-6-4-2-3-1-8.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.